Hello.
Hi, my name is Neil Down, and I'm the vice principal at High School. I was looking to speak with Manny.
This is he.
Wonderful. Pleasure to make your acquaintance over the phone. I'm calling in regards to your son, Thomas. Do you have a minute?
Yeah, so something happened.
Yes, I should say so. Are you aware that your son has been suspended from school today?
Are you kidding me? No, I'm not aware of that. What's going on?
Well, I don't know how to break this to you, but after receiving a tip from another student, we searched your son's locker and found some disturbing images in his possession.
Disturbing images of what?
Are you sitting down, sir?
No.
Well, maybe you should be when I tell you.
You're freaking me out here a little bit.
Well, I think you should be a little worried. In his locker, Thomas had pictures of the band Coldplay.
He had what?
A picture of the band Coldplay. You know, the singing group?
Yeah, what's so weird about that?
He just had it out in plain sight, not even trying to hide it.
Okay, I don't understand. It was so big deal. He had pictures of a band. Doesn't seem like such a big deal to me.
Have you heard their music?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, then you should know that all of their songs sound exactly the same. No originality whatsoever.
There had to be something else. I mean, just pictures of a band. What's so bad
You know
about
the lead singer, Chris Martin, he's supposed to be a celebrity, but he looks like one of our geography teachers. He's not even good looking at all.
Okay, I'm completely confused here. What's the big deal?
Okay, maybe there's a problem with our connection, and you didn't hear me. We searched your son's locker today at school and found that he had a picture of Coldplay in his locker.
Yeah, you told me that. I get it. I don't get what's so strange about that. I thought you were going to tell me he had pictures of, people with guns or something.
I would have rather he had that.
So the only thing that he was suspended for was because he had a picture of the band Coldplay in his locker? Is that what you're telling me?
Is there anything else that you need to hear?
But kids have pictures of bands. I bet you every kid in school has a picture of a band in his locker.
Not at this school. There is a rule, no Coldplay pictures. And he knew that.
That's absurd.
It is absurd that he would have that in there. I
No,
agree.
it's absurd. That would be a rule. Why would you ban Coldplay pictures? What have they ever done? I've never received any emails from the high school or.
Why would I ban Coldplay pictures? Do you have about 12 hours so I can list everything? I'll just start with number one. It's bedwetter music.
What?
I am running a high school that is supposed to help kids get ready for the future, not ready to wet their bed at night because, oh, there might be a car out there that isn't carbon efficient.
Are you talking about?
He's always been well behaved until now, and I had no idea this was going on. Did you know? Did you know?
That he was a fan of Coldplay? Yes.
Oh my goodness.
He likes the music. I like some of their music. They're popular all over the world.
Bedwetter music, like I was saying. I'm not raising a bunch of bedwetters at this school.
Well, I listen to them and I don't wet my bed.
Well, I find that hard to believe then, if you're openly admitting to liking Coldplay.
Whatever this rule is about Coldplay, it is a stupid rule,
Okay.
probably the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
All right.
And you need to apologize to my son, and you need to unsuspend him
Okay.
and just move on.
My job here at the school is to help get youth ready for the real world, okay? And I'm raising cowboys here, not a bunch of Prius jockeys. I won't have that type of behavior in my school.
What does this have to do with Coldplay? What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? What's wrong with you for believing that this is a real phone call? There's the issue.
Not a real phone call?
Well, it means that this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the morning doing a phone tap on you.
Phone tap?
Yeah, it's a prank phone call. Your son listens to our show, and he emailed me and asked me to do a joke on you. That sounds weird.
Oh.
A prank on you.
Oh my God, I thought you were insane. So you're not the principal of the school, are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. Your son told me that he's a good kid and never gets in trouble. He wanted me to prank you.
Well, wait till he gets home today. He'll be in trouble.
Probably because he has that Coldplay poster, right? I hope the punishment is appropriate, too.
It will be. Because you know what? I am not raising a bedwetter.
I hope not.